Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. The guests for tonight are the Four SimDs. The Four SimDs is were a popular group, especially in the 80s and 90s, and still are. So we have on the phone tonight, I believe, Ms. Rodney Kayla Lundy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. This is Khalil.
Khalil, hi. How are you, Khalil?
I'm doing good.
Hi, it's nice to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
It's good to be here, Angela. It's good to be here.
Yes, okay. Is anybody else going to join you?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's make sure they call them right in. They all...
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right. Listeners, we're waiting on the rest of the Four SimDs to join us. We have Kayla Lundy on the phone. We're just waiting. Okay. Hi, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Who am I speaking to? Okay. All right.
What's up, yo?
Hi. Hello?
How you doing?
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Who's all on the line?
This is Stevie of Four SimDs.
Okay, Stevie of Four SimDs. Okay, who else is on the line?
Hi, this is Damon.
This is Damon.
Hello?
Hayward. This is Damon.
Yeah.
Hayward.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Rodney, you're on the phone, right?
Yeah, Khalil. Khalil is on the phone. And
Khalil is on the phone. All right.
Khalil,
hi, you gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, and Steve,
okay,
calling in right now.
I'm in Calum right here.
Okay. You gentlemen know that President Obama listens to your music on Air Force One iPod list.
Yeah, we heard that. That's a real pleasure, you know. That's a real pleasure for us.
President. That's pretty high up. You made a real popular. Always have been.
Yeah, we got a young president. We got a young president, you know.
Yeah.
He's here.
Young president. Yeah, I love your music, too.
That's good.
Well,
that's
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
What is the name of your documentary, Khalil?
Yeah, it's called The Four SimDs Relived.
Okay. It's based on your lives.
Yeah, it's based on, you know, the lives of the Four SimDs and the different elements they brought to the hip-hop and R&B genre. A lot of people probably may not be aware of, and you know, just giving everybody the history how the Four SimDs was the first to combine the R&B and hip hop together, and Jesse D being one of the first guys doing the beatbox, Stevie D one of the first guys to freestyle, and you know, and it goes on when you see the documentary. It gives you a lot of different elements that Four SimDs brought to the table, and like I said, a lot of history, you know.
And plus, you know, the trials. And plus the trials and tribulations, and plus, you know, all the ups and downs of the group. And it's definitely interesting to watch.
Yes, who said that? Which one of you?
It's Stevie.
Stevie, you know, your song Tender Love has been sung by Alicia Keys, Kelly Rowland, the Backstreet Boys, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and on and on and on. I mean, you guys have been copied and imitated, and you started a lot of things. You started... people singing along, singing to doo-wop and rap and everything else. You know, you guys made history. You started it.
Yeah, you know, that we definitely, you know, we're very flattered about it, and we definitely are going to, we slowly but surely each year, you know, just trying to, you know, teach the younger audiences who don't know, you know, get, you know, to really, you know, when they do their homework and really see, you know, what history we brought on the table. And, you know, we just going to take it one, you know, one day at a time. And, you know, every interview, every time it record plays on the radio, people will know more and more about the Force MDs. And that's why we just keep it going.
Okay, all right. Are you going to come out with a new album soon?
Yes, we are. Dame? In fact, Dame, you can talk.
Oh, yeah, we're in the studio now working on some hot material. We got a song, the first single about to drop. It's called The 1-2 Step. We have Chubb Rock featured on there. We're in the studio actually working on two albums at the same time. We're working with a producer by the name of Magic. We're writing a lot of hot songs, and we just can't wait. A lot of people's been asking, what's up with the Force of D's album? Oh, we got something hot coming out. And they could get all the updates on our Twitter, Force of D's, and our Force of D's on Facebook, you know, if you want to know the updates.
YouTube also.
And YouTube also. We're actually telling people if they want to be a part of this big thing we're doing with the 1-2 step, all they have to do is inbox us on our Facebook or Twitter, Facebook/ForceMDs, and let us know. All you have to do is just do, we'll send you a copy of the song, the video of the step. And all you have to do, even from your home setting with your camera phone, your cell phone, it don't even matter, just put up your version of doing the 1-2 step, and we're going to have the director and the editors, they're going to edit everybody in there. It's going to be a nice thing. We already got a bunch of people that joined on, said they can't wait to do it, and they're doing it, and they're posting it up. And we just started this campaign just started yesterday. So it's
okay.
Really, really, we're excited about it. You should have the song real soon, too.
Okay, I should have it? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
that makes me feel
beginning.
Special.
Yeah.
I hesitate to bring this up, but the Force MDs have lost some members. I was wondering if either one of you want to speak on that.
I'll speak on this. This is Stevie speaking.
Okay.
Well, we lost three members, actually, but one of the members was our DJ when we first started. His name is DJ Dr. Rock, but he only like really got on one album, but he was definitely always a part of the formula when we first came out, adding that hip-hop element to our sound, DJ Dr. Rock. Well, the singers, now there's five singers of the Force MDs, the ones that passed away were me and Khalil's brother, was TCD, Antoine Lundy, TCD Lundy, and the other member that passed away was Mercury. And his name is Charles Nelson. And they was really big losses to us. And, you know, but we know that they're with us spiritually. We know God took them away from us too soon. But, you know, we know they're with us spiritually on stage and everywhere we do. And that's why we still put our heart and soul to everything that we record and we do. Because, you know they're there looking down on us. So we just try to keep the legacy going. And you know, it hurts, you know, you see groups like doing this, everybody's cool, but we went through a lot of, that's what I'm saying, on the documentaries are going to really break a lot of that stuff down to you from the trials and tribulations that the Force MDs went through, but we're still standing right now and still moving on. That's why we called the documentary The Force MDs Relive.
Okay, all right. So I encourage listeners to go out and, is it out already, the documentary?
Yeah, the documentary, this is Khalil speaking.
Okay.
Still in post-production, but we still did a few film festivals with it. And we're looking for, you know, we're talking with distributors now and working on, you know, getting a distributor to pick it up.
Okay. Are you gentlemen going to be in any films? Because I remember that you were in films and things. Are you going to be in any films besides your documentary?
Yeah, we just finished shooting a film a few days ago in Brooklyn. It's called The Lost Book of Rap. We're in that movie, and we're also in a movie, an animated movie that we're going to be shooting in California in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. Is your new album going to have some love songs on it? You know.
It ain't gonna be a Force and D's album without a love song.
Okay. I know that's what people were hitting me up on Facebook saying. You know, they remember your music, and everything. And you guys haven't really truly went away because you're still active. You're still active in the entertainment business.
Yeah, we are definitely out there. This is Steve speaking. We're definitely out there still performing on a lot of, you know, around the country. And
awesome.
we have a very very high energetic show, emotional show that it's that people should really come check out when we come to your town. You definitely come and check out the show because, you know, we may lost members, but we still have the same form and the energy of the show. So you definitely would be pleased when we do come to your town. So before you hear the Force and D's on the radio in your town, make sure y'all come through and come check out the show. You'll leave happy, believe me.
You had an album that won a Grammy for Jimmy and Terry.
Yes,
Lewis.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, just them being involved.
I know it was a while back, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we actually, like, them becoming really popular producers, you know, Tender Love was one of the songs that really set their whole, they really exploded their career, you know, because right after Tender Love, Janet Jackson came out with Control, and then just back to back, it's just like a snowball effect. They made nonstop hit records after Tender Love was like the door opener for a lot of artists that they produced. There's, you know, Alexander O'Neill, New Edition, all these groups. It came after Tender Love, and that's why we thank Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. You know, it only took us 2 hours to make in the studio, and it wasn't that really, you know, the emotion just came, and, you know, one of the guys in the group thought we needed drums in the record, and, you know, Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam was saying, nah, just keep it with the piano, keep it like, and they was going back and forth about, put some drums on Tender Love, but Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam guaranteed him, he said, hey, I guarantee this is going to be a huge hit without the drums, and they was right, and that's history.
Okay, all right. All right, that's wonderful. You're coming out with new films. You're also when will you be on tour? Are you already on tour?
Yeah, right now we got some dates we're doing with Silk and Jagged Edge. Matter of fact, this Sunday coming up, we're gonna be at the Milk Symphony Hall, and we're gonna be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're gonna be in Atlanta later this year in June, and we got our sponsors right now putting together a 6-city tour for us right now to drop with the album.
Are you gentlemen coming to Florida?
Oh, God.
In any of those cities as tours?
I'm not sure if Florida's on the list, but we will be in Florida. Some hook or crook, we'll be out there.
Okay, the reason I ask because I'm in Florida, you know. I would love to go to one of your concerts.
You got a 347 number. That's like a New York number.
Yeah.
A call-in number.
No, yeah, that's a 347, but I'm in Florida. That's the number that they assigned me, but I'm in Florida. I'm near Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because other times you call me, it's another. It's an area code. You know, it's a Florida area code.
Yes, it is. What has given the Force MDs their staying power? Because even though you've lost members and been through some things, tragic things, what has given you the real staying power that keeps you going?
Well, I think it's the
fans, the passion, the love for what we do. See, the way the Force MDs started out was Force MCs. And it was just, you know, throwing at parties and jams and different things like that. It's just for the love of it. It started out not in on the Staten Island ferry boat, and it was just to do it, not even like for money. It's just to love to do, to sing, and, you know, for people to feel what the Force of Needs is about. But now, you know, and you never lose that. So with that passion for what we do. It's just, you know, all you have to do is make sure you stay relevant, do good music that people love, and just keep yourself up and, you know, and just be who you are and do music that people love and can feel and relate to.
Yes, and I have a feeling that you're going to have much success with your next album also.
Oh, thank you. We can't wait.
Okay, that's good. Well, gentlemen, we're going to have to go to break. We're going to take about a five-minute break, and then I'm going to come back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at clyde@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we have Foursome D's on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad. I hope you're still with us after those commercials. All right, gentlemen. I like to say this. Don't remember to check out Urban Spice Magazine. The CEOs of Urban Spice Magazine are Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. Check out the magazine, and it can be found online and in print. And I'm one of the writers for Urban Spice Magazine, too. All right, gentlemen, any one of you can answer this question. How are you enjoying Black History Month? How are you celebrating Black History Month?
How are we celebrating Black? Well, basically, I could say, you know, it's a lot of Black programs on TV, having like weekly conversations with the family on different things that we contribute, you know, as a people through our journey here, and pretty much just, you know, supporting, you know, a lot of the Black businesses that, you know, really, you know, in need of support, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we supporting you on Black History Month too.
Yes, you are. I see that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Thank you for coming on the show, all of you. Your last album. When was your last album made? I know you were on in 2010. You were on the Monique Show in Atlanta, Georgia. But when was your last album made?
The last album we made was, I believe, in the early 2000s. It was called The Reunion. This is after the death of one of the members of Brother TCD. That was the last album we did. The group basically, you know, took a hiatus, and they basically, we just came back, you know, a few years later. We was basically just started, you know, regrouping, doing shows, and, you know, getting structure back together. And that's when, you know, people started to see us on the Monique Show and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. That's great. So you have a new album coming out. You also have some films coming out. One's animated. What else are you gentlemen doing that you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Steve has a book about to come out. Steve, tell them about the book.
Yeah, I have a book about to come out called Necessary Force. So everybody be on the lookout on that. Just goes to the memoirs about, you know, me growing up and singing and groups and rapping, and goes through the whole journey, you know, goes through the whole journey of, you know, my life and what I've been through in my life. It's called Necessary Force.
Okay, Necessary Force. It is written by Stevie D. Lundy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Listeners, you heard that, so check out his book. Can it be found on Amazon, or is it in Barnes & Noble, or...?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's going to be released in March, right?
April 5th.
All right.
Yeah.
You gentlemen have a lot of history, and like I was saying earlier, you are really the pioneers of a lot of music, and I don't feel you got enough credit for what you did, even though there was Grammys and thing, a Grammy and that and things like that. I just don't believe you got enough credit. But you guys are really great singers, and you really pioneered the way for a lot of other singers and groups.
Man, we appreciate that, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll get our just due. We're going to keep striving and keep going. We the force, and we don't stop.
You're the force, and you don't stop, yes, because you make wonderful music, especially your love songs.
That's right.
Okay. Is there any specific city that you're going to, or any cities that you're going to, where my listeners can go hear you perform?
Yes, Atlanta, Charlotte, Jersey, New York. And we can keep you updated, you know, when you check the Facebooks and Twitters and stuff like that, because we're in the process, like I said before, closing on the 6-city tour that we're doing. And I know Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Ohio, those are some of the dates that's being put together for the different cities. But, you know, keep in contact with us on Facebook and the Twitters and stuff like that. We'll be always giving everybody updates on what cities that we'll be coming into, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, be at a city near you.
And I think we'll be in Florida tomorrow. I think. This player, Jose Flores. I hope you get through this player.
Northwest Florida.
Nah, but we'll be out there this summer. I promise, we'll be out there this summer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, spring.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Besides the book, the films, the documentary, the concerts, anything that wasn't covered?
You should be having this new single within the next week or so, and we just, you know, we want to thank you in advance for the support that we know you're going to, you know, help us with and rock that
okay.
1-2-step for some D's.
Featuring Chubb Rock.
Hope they like it. Featuring Chubb Rock.
All right. Okay. All right. I appreciate that. And you want me to play this? Want me to play it on my show? The music?
We want you to run it to death on your show.
Okay.
Calm down, blast it off. We'll be back to interview and talk about it and, you know, however you want to do it.
I have a friend who grew up listening to you. I'm not going to call his name, but he's definitely listening tonight. I'd like to say, got to hear the Force MDs, your favorite group, famous President Barack Obama. So, great Force MDs. He's definitely listening. He says you made some great love music.
Oh, thank you very much.
We just got a text from Barack. He says, make sure y'all play that record.
From President Barack Obama. He's listening to the show.
Yeah, he said, make sure you play that new record. See, he listens to Tender Love on Air Force One, but he blasts the 1-2-step in the White House.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Seriously, if any of the listeners, if they want to be a part of this huge video that's taking place, the 1-2-step, all they have to do, like we said, hit us on our Twitter for some D's, or hit us on our Facebook. Facebook Force MDs, and send us your email address. We'll send you the basic staff. They can all they have to do is post theirs up on YouTube, and the director's going to take it from there and edit people in and this, that, and the third, and they'll be invited also to in June to Atlanta, the biggest dance explosion convention that's going to take place. With thousands and thousands of dancers, they'll be invited to that, and there's going to be a performance by the Force MDs there. That's taking place in June, but if they want to be a part of this video thing, the deadline, they have to hurry up and post theirs up. I mean, it could be in the living room setting with a camera phone. We're not looking for perfection. It's even better that way because it's more natural, but there's a deadline to it by, like, I think it's February 15th or the 18th or something like that, so they just got to do the 1-2-step and post it up on YouTube. They have to put their name doing the 1-2-step Force MDs, and it's this that simple.
Oh, okay. All right. So, listen, if you hear that, you want to be part of a video, there's a possibility that you could be. So, they said post it on YouTube, said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I guess that just about ends my questions. And like I was saying, you guys credit doo-wop with hip-hop beats, and you have a very unique sound that really cannot be imitated. I thank you for coming on the show, all of you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us all.
And thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless you all, too.
And all of
you. I look forward to receiving that CD, the songs and things.
definitely. You should have it within the week.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
listeners. Goodbye. All right, listeners, we had Force MDs on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening. As you know, they're a fantastic group, and they've been around a while, but they they still are going to produce some great music. So we have a lot to look forward to from the Force Indies. And so when they check out their books and things and check them out on YouTube, and if you want to do the two-step, post your video on YouTube. And that concludes the show tonight, Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening. Have a good night.